from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Afternoons on the Score.
It's time for Peter's Ponderings.
Yeah, so I was kind of bugged by something I saw on Twitter over the weekend.
Oh.
We give our intern, Peter, one segment a day to program as he sees fit.
Intern? Although I don't like that word, the terminology.
Doing some sort of illegal drugs.
Peter's Ponderings.
Yeah, I've heard Dave Roberts is like a really bad guy.
Peter's Ponderings with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Very good, Matt. Thank you.
The segment is really taking off. Peter Hansen, he's learning the world through the eyes of the Parkins and Spiegel show. We spent time with Dan and Lawrence and Ray and everyone in Studs. He shadowed Ryan Porth. He was with you at the Advocate Center.
Yeah, you were.
Mark Grody.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, you were.
And he's got a great voice, don't you, Peter?
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have one too, though.
Well, I know. Thank you very much. And so the question is, do you also have the voice of an angel when you sing? And so, you know, because I mean, listen, it's well documented, Grody, you know this, that when I sing, I bring the house down.
Yeah, you do.
Everybody knows that.
Humbling down.
And so, you know, we said, well, what do you sing? And so what is your choice today, sir?
Yeah, the Pina Colada song. Classic karaoke song.
Pina Colada song is your favorite karaoke song.
You wanna drink Pina Colada?
I'm not sure how it goes. Honestly, we're about to find out from the one Peter Pondering, Peter Hansen.
And here it comes. Let's listen.
You guys said I would wimp out. Not.
Okay, we haven't heard anything yet. So, boy, the buildup.
I was tired of my lady. Oh, yeah. We've been together too long. Like a worn-out recording.
Let's go, Peter.
Of a favorite song.
Yeah, yeah.
So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. In the personal columns, or was this letter I read? If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga, and you have half a brain.
I knew it, it's good.
If Ronnie James is bad at basketball,
whoa!
And the Cubs really stink.
Woo!
Oh. I'm the love that you looked for. Write to me an escape from this bad Cub season.
Oh, you know, improv there. All right, let's give it up for Peter Hansen.
Thank you.
Intern.
Thank you. That, as we suspected, it was good.
What can't he do is what the people are saying.
Thank you for that tepid applause.
That was pretty good. That was pretty strong.
Yeah,
a little
man.
Improv in there, changed up the lyrics, I assume.
Right.
I assume that's not part of the original song.
Inflection was great. The tone was perfect.
Yeah, you stayed within your
performance smile. It was everything.
Your vocal range there.
And I love the song. I do. It's got a great beat, and it's a lot of fun. I like the way they sing it.
Wow.
Did you know that that song, Pina Colada, it is beautiful, and I only learned probably last year what that song was actually about. And now when I hear it, like when you actually hear the long song and the lyrics that go with it, it's beautiful. Is it? Is it not?
Well, what's it about?
You don't know?
No.
Are you serious? There's no way.
Yeah, maybe after he finds out what it's really about, he can sing it again and maybe give him a different context.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Sing with a little emotion.
Yeah. Well, it's about a married couple, that appear to be dissatisfied with their marriage. And so they're both looking elsewhere and they're both taking out personal ads to go meet people. And then ultimately, a lot of song, they get together on this blind date and it's each other that shows up. because they never knew that you loved Pina Colada and whatever the rest of the lyrics were, dancing outside or something to that effect.
Getting caught in the rain.
Being caught in the rain, yes.
I'm glad you thought about that when you heard me sing today.
Yeah, it was, yes, it was. I got emotional looking at you right now with your glasses and your headphones and the white teeth, the whole thing. Yep.
So the lesson is, you know, grass isn't always greener. Maybe appreciate what you have. Variety is not the spice of life.
Or get to know each other a little better. Like, I didn't know that you were so into pina coladas. How could I not have known that?
Right.
And they actually get together because they were both prepared to cheat on each other, but it was them. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Did you know that, Danny?
No, you know what? I didn't.
You didn't. Tanny, did you know that?
I got to be honest.
I did, yeah.
Oh, you did.
Like,
people are supposed to know that, right? Like, me... learning that a year ago.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I'm a little late to the party, pal. I mean, just a little bit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I wouldn't say supposed to know that.
Okay.
Yeah, many people in our audience, I'm sure, did not know that.
Okay. Now they do.
Wow. That's good, good job, man.
Yeah. You didn't expect that to come on the right after Peter's pondering.
No, Peter was pondering what the song was about.
So how many times have you you sang that particular song now, Peter?
Probably about four.
Four. This is about your fourth time. That was excellent work.
Yeah, it really was.
Really, really good. And the seems like you're down on this Cubs team. I was able to gather that.
Yeah, I was trying to maybe segue a little bit into how bad they are, and I think I'm out. I think I'm out on them.
You're out on them.
I don't think that they should buy at all this trade deadline. I think it's just not their year.
A lot of time. Last year we were saying the same thing. Then they had an 8-game winning streak, changed everyone's mind.
You know, it's interesting.
Still fell short.
About that is we, I think, like a lot of us that thought the Cubs were going to do well this year, and a lot of national pundits, because I went back and looked, and most of the big networks and publications did pick the Cubs to at least win the division. We all did something that I don't think is usually done in media, and that is to take the positive part of a season that the Cubs had last year when we easily could have taken what were two bad parts to the season, the part early when they're 10 games under 500, the part late where they have a 92% chance of getting into the playoffs, and then they choke. But we all chose the comeback. Like that was the part we chose to say, yeah, they're on the come, when in fact, maybe we should have taken a closer look at what happened when this thing tore down and they turned back into a pumpkin at the end of last
year. Yeah, you know, I think that that's reasonable. The logic that I still think made sense was the numbers said they performed better than an 83-win team. Then they upgraded at manager, who should help them win in the margins. And with this farm system that has all of this depth, they'll play well and then trade for whatever holes they end up having. And that play well part is the thing that we took for granted.
Yeah.
Some injury, some underperformance, manager can't fix all of the problems, all of those things. And it's like, man, they, to Peter's point, why would you buy for this team right now? Like, if the trade deadline was tomorrow, I would not be advocating for them to buy.
Right, and Jed Hoyer said that one of his probably his most recent appearance here on the Score, that the guys that are on the field need to get better, that they need to play better. There's not somebody, and he was pretty realistic, there's not somebody out there that's going to come in right now and make this all better. You guys, the ones that I've given extensions to, the ones that I am paying, the ones that I've drafted, you need to play better right now.
Yeah, and so, and the other thing is, man, I know there's not a direct correlation. Like, the team that spends the most does not always win. But when you spend $100 million more than the next, or it's $50 million more than the Cardinals, and a little over $100 million more than the Brewers, you're outspending your division by such a considerable margin, you should win. This isn't the Padres and the Dodgers competing with each other with big payrolls, or the Yankees and the Red Sox competing with each other with big payrolls. This is like, you're supposed to be the big brother, the varsity team, beating up on these little JV teams that don't have the resources. And they're all clowning you.
Yeah.
Right now. They're all making. So but I'm saying that is what gave, at least me, I'll say I'm guilty of it. I'll point a thumb. Arrogance, confidence of, man, they have more resources. Teams with more resources, generally speaking, win. But they are using those resources very poorly.
They also set, this organization also set a brand new precedent. Like it, in terms of like when they won in 2016, that changed everything in terms of the way this or what the expectations are of this organization. Peter, I'm sorry. Did I jump you, man? Go right
I'm
ahead.
Not just a jukebox, guys.
You can't be used like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You had more pondering.
Get back in here. Ponder away, please. Ponder.
Well, I just think the Cubs are in a weird liminal space right now where it's like if you were to try and if a fan was to say, I think we should buy at the deadline, you look at every single position where they need to upgrade offensively. And it's like, what, you're going to trade so that Ian Happ sits in the outfield or Cody or Seiya? I feel like all of these fans have these attachments to these players who are underperforming. And as a result of that, we stink because nobody wants to see these guys go, but they're not good.
Yeah, well, I mean, Seiya, I'm not done with Seiya. Bellinger, they would trade.
We stinks.
They would trade Bellinger. And yes, we stinks.
Well, you know what I don't know about this team, guys? Peter, you don't have to take those headphones off. That what I don't like about this is all of a sudden, or what I don't know about this is what is the core? I thought I had a pretty good idea of what the Cubs' core was, but now I feel like that's changing again.
Well, let's pick that up on the other side ahead of this big series with Milwaukee. It's Parkinson Spiegel with Grody in on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.